the border. Since 2015, Greece has been a major gateway for over 1.2 million illegal immigrants flooding into Europe, with many going on to make their way into Britain. Greece's Prime Minister, Mitsotakis, has implemented a host of policies in recent years aimed at tackling the country's migrant crisis. Greek authorities believe 550,000 migrants are in Libya awaiting the opportunity to break into Europe. Gosh, if only there was a way to stop them. Gosh, if only there was something that could be done to stop these rubber dinghies from flopping their way onto Greek beaches. Can't think of anything. Can't think of anything you could possibly do to stop 500,000 violent rapist men from Africa to getting into Europe. It's, you know, you can ask them nicely to not do it, but I don't think they're going to listen, guys. Shoot them? What? Shoot who? Oh, right, the migrants. Oh, that makes sense. Why don't you shoot them? Here's an idea. When they try to invade your country, protect your country. I don't know why. How have we not thought of this before? Somebody get me Europe on the line. I think I have a solution to their migrant problem. It's called don't let them in. Destroy their boats. Fire at them. Leave them at sea. Tell them to go home and reinforce the message with a gun. Yeah, these are types of creative solutions that you can come to expect here at the Alex Jones Network. I mean, what, I'm sorry, is there a different, what else should you do? The options are either let them in or let them in. Like, no, they're let them in or send them home with prejudice and violence. Treat them like Israel treats them. That's exactly what should be done. Treat them not like Israel treats them in Greece. You understand? See, Israel has government programs where they actually send Israelis into places like Greece to stand on the beach and to welcome the migrants into Greece. They literally do that. You can find video of it. They advertise it. They think it's a good thing. So I'm not saying, you know, act like Israelis act in Greece, because they're there deliberately and exclusively to open up the borders to the migrants and then act like it's a humanitarian act they're doing. No, you want to treat the migrants like Israel treats migrants in its own land. Okay. Careful. Very important distinction. Okay. We do want to treat the migrants like the Israelis treat migrants, only we want to treat migrants like the Israelis treat migrants in their own land, not like Israelis treat migrants in our land or in Greece. It's a whole different set of rules they have for each one of these things. Meanwhile, Sweden to strap tracking devices on children as young as 13. Sweden's government has announced plans to fit children with electronic tagging bracelets, the latest expansion of a surveillance apparatus the country's been building around its youngest residents for the past year. Oh, isn't that nice? So now the Swedish will be tagged like cattle. I think you should pierce their ear and put a tag through that way. You know, like cattle, like you do with a cow. I think you should heat up a piece of metal. I think you should have a metal brand in the shape of the Star of David, and you should brand them all so they know who's really in charge. Sorry, I'm talking about Sweden here. Social services would decide which children age 13 or older get tagged based on the government's determination that they are, quote, at risk of recruitment by criminal gangs. Oh, so they're just tagging the Somalis. That's not going to go well. I don't think that's going to go very well, actually. I think you're going to find that if you judge kids on the likelihood that they enter gangs in Sweden, you're going to find a major overrepresentation of the immigrant population into Sweden, meaning that this is going to be told as Sweden tags its migrants like cattle to track them. And only when it's done to non-white people will people be able to recognize the insane, dehumanizing practice this really is. The bracelets are part of a much wider pattern. Since October 2025, Swedish police have had the legal authority to wiretap the electronic communications of children under 15, including in cases where no specific crime is suspected. And see, that's smart. That's very smart, because you're going to want to get people used to being surveilled. You're going to want to impose a constant surveilling, you know, tracking electronic livestock tag as early as possible so they think it's normal, okay? It's harder to tag against their will, somebody that's grown up not being cattle, you're going to want to train them to accept their role as cattle as early as 13. I say go earlier. I say, you know, basically, like when you're in the hospital, they tend to, you know, put a tag on your baby to, you know, make sure it's yours, like it matches your bracelet. The kid will have an ankle bracelet on. I just say, just keep it on. I say, just keep it on. I say, you put the tag on when they're newborns at the hospital, and that way they just never know life without one. Okay? If you want to indoctrinate these people into subservience and accepting willingly their role as cattle slave, then you're going to want to get that down to the, you know, toddler level at the very least, I would think. The country is also lowering the age of criminal responsibility from 15 to 13 for serious offenses starting July 4th. The Swedish state can now listen to a child's phone calls, read their messages, and, if the proposal passes, track their physical location in real time. Of course, the other solution to this would be to deport all of the foreigners that are ruining Sweden, but that's not going to happen. Yeah, Sweden wants to pay refugees $37,000 each to go home. Is this a new one? Because every once in a while they come up with this idea, and I have to remind the Swedish, I have to remind the Northern Europeans that you are literally just setting up another chance for them to scam you. It's from December, right? Yeah, we covered this at the time. And just pointing out, it's like, you poor innocent rubes. You suckers, you absolute suckers. You know, you've got to be able to think like a criminal. You really do. If you want to stop criminals, you've got to be able to think like them. You've got to be able to understand the world through the scam artist's eyes. And when the poor, innocent, lovely, naive people of Sweden offer $37,000 to migrants to go home, all the migrants hear is Sweden wants to pay you $37,000 to take a week vacation in Syria and then to come back under a different name and do it again next week. Swedish people have this idea that, like, they're going to be like, well, they paid me $37,000 to go home. I have to go home now. Like, that's not how it works. They're not like you. Michigan Democrats introduce bills to legalize assisted suicide. So, yeah, it's happening just like we said it would, just like it inevitably will. Because, you know, it's not like we have anything else to concern ourselves. It's not like the United States government has an overwhelming number of self-inflicted wounds to be dealing with right now. Let's talk about killing us. Let's talk about killing ourselves. Talk about dying with dignity, aka legalized murder. It's been rebranded as medical aid in dying for terminally ill adults in the state. The legislation would create a Death with Dignity Act and establish a regulated process allowing certain patients to request and receive life-ending medication from a doctor. So, let's not let them do this. Here's an idea. We are now in a position to intersect, and stop this before it ever goes into practice. Let's do that, shall we? The bill requires two oral requests at least 15 days apart, one written request witnessed by two people, one of whom cannot be a relative of someone who stands to benefit financially, and confirmation of the diagnosis and mental capacity by two physicians. That sounds like a lot of trouble. Look, if you want to kill yourself, here's an idea. Freaking kill yourself. We don't need doctors involved. Go jump off a bridge. Leave us the rest alone.
Heard Alex Jones talk about some chemical that makes the frogs gay. Raise your hand. Turns out he wasn't wrong. When frogs were exposed to atrazine, some were chemically castrated and feminized. Genetic males developed female reproductive organs, and some even produced viable eggs. What is less known is this. Human exposure to atrazine in the womb is linked to genital malformations in men. Like when the pee hole isn't in the right place on the pee, and it even could be contributing to shrinking pee sizes. I am talking about micro pee becoming increasingly common. Despite this, atrazine, the micro pee chemical, is present in the drinking water of 40 million Americans. Europe banned it. We didn't. talk about a war on masculinity.